Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Concussion Talk Podcast. I'm Nick Mercer. This is episode 84. And there's no Aaron today, it's just me. And I'm going to talk to Bella Page about, she was on Concussion Shots Podcast. I'm going to talk to her about her concussions and her website and her new podcast. So stay tuned for that. But first, I want to thank Headshot Health, my sponsor. Concussion Talk Podcast is presented by HeadCheck Health. HeadCheck Health bridges the gaps in concussion care through simple, powerful technology. Join organizations like the Canadian Football League, Trek Factory Racing, the Canadian Junior Hockey League, Eastern Washington University, and Volleyball Canada, who rely on HeadCheck Health to improve communication and optimize care. Visit HeadCheckHealth.com for more.
Yeah, I'm with Bella Page now, and Bella, can you please introduce yourself? And if people didn't hear the concussion chat episode, just give a brief background of what your history with brain injury is.
For sure. Well, thanks for having me on. I've had over 10 plus concussions, most of them from show jumping and being an athlete, and what happened was I kind of ignored a lot of my symptoms being an athlete and just kind of carried on. And then it caught up with me and ended up, I was supposed to drop out of high school, drop out of university. And so it kind of just took quite a long road from ignoring a lot of my symptoms. I had a lot of head pain, chronic headaches for about 7 years. And so that's kind of how it started. And yeah, so here I am right now.
So what was your, I'm sorry if you can hear me, if I'm too far away from the mic, but it looks like I'm not. But what was your injury? You concussed several concussions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've had over 10 concussions.
Yeah.
Most of them were from horse falls. Okay. A few were from other sports as well. Like I got one snowboarding, one snowmobiling, another one dancing, but most of them were from riding horses.
I don't know much about horse riding, but
that's okay.
But if you were, so I guess, I mean, I know I've gotten a bunch of people follow me on Instagram and Twitter and stuff about horse riding injuries. I know racing is one area, but I mean, guys, you weren't racing, you were show jumping and stuff? Or?
Yeah, show jumping. So it's timed, but over jumps instead of like in you're alone in the ring.
And did you fall? Did you fall during a jump or during a competition?
I actually never fell during any competitions. Most of them were all during training, like at home.
Okay, so you were jumping. You weren't just okay.
Some of them.
and now you finished university, or you went to university, yeah. And you did your. You're doing to compete there with the show of horses there? I guess it's not in university. But while you're there, you competed with Osipolias and not at university?
Yeah, so I did. In high school, I had to stop. I was supposed to stop riding, but I didn't. I just stopped showing and being as competitive, so I didn't have to ride as often. And then in university, I tried to compete again, but my headaches and my symptoms got too severe, so I ended up moving back home again.
So what are your main symptoms? Someone said, what happened to you? I guess you would say, I got headaches or dizziness, or what would you say?
Yeah, for sure. So right now, my biggest issue overall has been headaches. During school, I had a lot of memory issues and trouble reading because, I would forget what I read on the paper. Like, you read the whole page and not know what was the beginning. And then I'd get headaches from reading as well. But I had a lot of head pain, which was definitely my biggest challenge. It's a lot better now, but I used to have a headache every single day. I didn't go a day without one. So it was a lot to handle. And then it kind of affected mental health and stuff, which kind of deteriorated the rest of my symptoms. But what happened to me was, because the headaches were so severe, I didn't realize a lot of my other symptoms, because I kind of didn't realize that I couldn't handle light, I couldn't handle noise.
Because you're busy concentrating your headache. So did you find any one concussion was separate concussions brought on separate symptoms, or did you find they kind of just built each one, the other one?
I know certain ones, I remember having headaches for about a month or two after, and then they'd kind of fade away. But most of them, I don't really remember exactly a certain symptom that came along right after.
You can't say this was the headache concussion, this was the dizziness concussion.
No.
Okay.
Sadly, that'd be a little easier.
But still it'd be difficult. But how far apart? You said you had 10 plus. That's a lot. And so how far apart were your closest ones?
I had two that were about 2 to 3 months apart.
Wow.
And those were the closest. The rest of them were I had one year, and then I wouldn't, and then I'd be good for a couple of years, and then I'd have another one. So most of them were spread out over at least a year apart, but that didn't really seem to matter.
Did you find that the ones that were, say, 2 months apart and the ones that were a year apart, did you find you went back to the same, not baseline, but baseline, concussion baseline, as in you felt like after your first concussion, you kind of go back there?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely went, I always went back. I never realized. A lot of my concussions, I think they were the 2 weeks I was kind of off or whatever, and then I was fine. But it was, I had two, and then the next year I had another two that were close together. Uh-huh. And that's when I kind of started ignoring that I had headaches all the time. That's not normal when you're 15 years old.
You talk to your friends and be like, you know when your head hurts just normally. It's like, what?
And I remember just thinking, oh well, whatever. I'm really busy. I wasn't living at home. I was getting up at 5-6 in the morning every day, riding horses all day, and I was busy. And then I'd come home exhausted and go to bed. So I never really thought that it was anything more than that. But then I was taking Advil and Tylenol almost every day, and I wasn't living with my parents, so it's not like they could watch this happen.
Yeah.
And then I kept showing, and I showed for more than half a year. And it's when I stopped.
What do you mean showing?
Showing is competing horses. So I'd be every week, almost every weekend, I'd be at a horse show riding, jumping, training 6-7 days a week, exercise training, riding horses training. I was really busy. Yeah. And then because I was in high school, around September, I would stop for a bit and go back to school, and my horses would get a slow down, get a bit of a break.
Yeah.
And what happened the one September was I had been pushing myself so hard for so long, and I'd been dealing with crazy headaches. I hadn't been sleeping well at all. Like I was up till like 4 in the morning most nights. And then when I moved home, because all of that stopped, like the adrenaline rush from being at horse shows and the excitement and everything, that's when like all my symptoms just came like flooding in. Like all of a sudden I couldn't get out of bed. I was exhausted. My mental health tanked. Everything was way worse. I didn't want to go outside because the lights were too bright. Everything was too loud. And it kind of just all caught up with me really fast.
So is there any one symptom you would say is the one you really bothers you the most, or is it just the whole situation? Because I mean, I know for me, my brain, I can't say like one symptom, one thing bothers me the most, because it's just an amalgamation of all the different symptoms, like my double vision drives me nuts and balance drives me nuts. So those are probably related, and then my speech bugs me and all this stuff, and it just keeps, they all kind of come together. So do you find that they all just as one, or do you find one symptom is like, if I get rid of this symptom, I'd be a lot better?
I wish I could get rid of the pain. If I could get rid of anything, is the headaches, because I find them really deliberating. Like I got really good at functioning with them, but you're not functioning 100%. And like hiding, like you'd be out, like I'd be out with friends. I went through high school and university and like very social times for most people.
Of course.
And I would just hide it. Like I'd be out shopping with my girlfriends and I'd be in a ton of pain. Yeah. And I wouldn't say anything, like that kind of thing. The pain is definitely something I would like to get rid of, because it's been like a lot of the cause of the mental health issues too, of being in pain like all of the time.
I can see that, yeah. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that people want to hear more about your story, they can definitely check out the Concussion Chats episode. And also, but I wanted to talk a lot about, you're doing a podcast yourself, Gal. Can you just talk about your podcast and your blog? You started a blog too.
And for sure.
Discuss that.
Yeah, so I started Post Concussion Inc., or it's called the Post Concussion Podcast, Life After a Brain Injury. And I started that just a few months ago. Actually, the 9th episode was released as we're recording right now.
Okay.
And it's going really well. I really wanted to create a space for people who have suffered, but also their families and friends as well, because I found that my family was really suffering because they didn't know what to do with me.
They didn't know who to talk to. Yeah.
No, my mom was super caring.
Yeah, yeah, but then your family definitely didn't know who to talk to about.
No,
what
they
you're
didn't
going
know.
Through. Yeah.
They don't know who, and they didn't know how to understand what I was going through because I wasn't I wasn't telling them because I was like I was a locked up box. So.
You didn't even know really. You just like knew you hurt. Like you didn't know why or. But.
Yeah. No, so they needed something to understand, and my siblings needed a place to understand what I was going through. So I started with the blog because I wanted something short and easy to read. So everything is very, like, the terms are easy. They're really short. You can read them in under, I think everyone is under 4 minutes or less, because reading for me was such a challenge.
Yeah.
So I believe it is for so many others. So why? And memory was such a problem. So I make them really easy. They're really spaced out.
Yeah.
Lots of headings. Make it simple and clean. And then I started the podcast to interview like kind of everyone from people who are survivors to I have a few doctors lined up, parents who have gone through it, children, like all different. I want all different sides of the story, not just the one who suffered, because I think and different walks of life, like being a parent and having a concussion is different than being a child and having a concussion, and like all the different, there's so much aspects there in the family that really need a lot of like work. Nobody's helping them. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So where can, first before we move on there, how can people not move on, but before you jump to your podcast, where can people find your blog?
Yeah,
what's
for sure.
Your web address. You'll get your view at the end, but now.
Postconcussioninc.com. You can find everything there.
Okay, great. And your podcast, you've been doing that for, I heard you say you started during the pandemic. So is it last spring or?
I started researching it in the pandemic, but I started in January actually. So not long ago.
Oh, so just recently.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you've done 9 episodes already?
Yeah.
Wow. So what have you noticed about doing podcasts with concussion? How has that been like a challenge or made things, I know, easier obviously, but just nice to be able to talk to people?
Yeah, it's been really inspiring. I find it also makes me feel way less alone than I realized I have been the whole time. Like, yeah. There's so many people out there that have gone through very similar situations, and it's interesting hearing what's worked for different people because everyone's brain is different. So I find it really, it's great. I really love it.
I guess like 9 episodes, have you heard like there's, I know I heard like a bunch of people have done this, been doing this for a while now. For this might still be almost 6 years now. But yeah, a lot of like the people with different experiences and different and everyone is just is completely unique, and some people, I've gotten a lot of people writing me saying that they have the salute to cure, not a lot of people, but some, they get emails of people and they cure for concussions and the fix, and I'm like, well, and I do want to know a lot of these people, but also knows that it's just to cure for them, it's the fix for them, and it's not the fix, it's a fix at that moment, and you think that's not necessarily, so it's tricky to decide what you should claim is a cure, but
yeah.
I noticed that one, but have you? I know you said you're doing a lot of doctors and therapists and stuff, which is great. But is there any specific podcast we've only done? You've done 9 now. That's still a lot, though. But have you noticed any particular, I'll say, group of people, but profession or the therapist, doctors, family members who are most best to talk to about dealing with dealing with symptoms, and who you find them? That's not very clear. That's part of my problem. I'm not even being very clear. I'm just thinking, talking as I think.
But,
have you noticed any group of people that you find are best ones to basically the best ones? And just fun to find that, but to talk to about your symptoms.
For sure, I have seen. So far, everyone I've talked to on the podcast, like a few are, they help people with concussions now. And a lot of those are coming up because most of the episodes I started with were survivor stories. But I don't find there's any like specific like discipline or medical practice that is best, because I find, like I said before, like everybody's injury is so different, and it doesn't matter what the injury itself is. I find there's no direct relation, whether you walked into a glass wall, fell down the stairs, were in a car accident, like your symptoms can all vary so much. So I find that like lots of people have tried so many things. I'm doing vision therapy right now. And I find there's nothing, I don't like to say there's one thing that helps, because I don't think I've met anyone who has found that the same thing works for all of them. Everybody is different.
No, exactly. Yeah. So are you vision therapy? Are you seeing an ophthalmologist or are you seeing an optometrist?
Ophthalmologist.
The doctor.
Yeah.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Okay. And so, and that's available in your area. I don't want to say where you are exactly.
That's okay.
But in your area.
No, we have a concussion clinic here that's smaller, and then that's pretty much it. Like some neurologists that I've seen, but everyone else I've seen, I've either gotten on a plane or done it virtually over the phone.
Oh, so do you do physical therapy like virtually via Zoom, or do you get to go somewhere?
It's all virtual right now. Okay. Because of the COVID.
Oh, yeah. So if you got on a plane, you'd be able to get anywhere anyway. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true enough. Good point. Yeah. So yeah, yeah. No, I'm seeing an optometrist. Actually, by the time when this comes out, it'll be the yesterday, because up this one on March 30th, and then it'll be yesterday. I would have seen that optometrist. So
yeah,
it's weird. I can't say how it went because I don't know now. Even though this is out after I would have seen the optometrist, but yeah. But so do you find, are there like, have you had your family on your podcast or your close friends or on your podcast with you that, or have they not wanting, afraid to get on the podcast to talk about anything yet?
I haven't had any family on it yet.
Neither have I, so.
No, I want my mom to come on it, maybe. I know some, I have like a big family. Some of my siblings listen to the podcast. I know my little sister can't handle hearing my voice on the podcast, so she doesn't listen. She's like, it's weird. She's like, you don't sound the same, so she doesn't listen, which I think is pretty funny. But no, I haven't asked any of them to come on.
How do you normally sound then?
I don't know. I guess you sound different when you record, right?
You think it? Like, I think I do, but I don't know if I do.
Yeah, I don't know, but she thinks I do.
But if you think you do, she thinks you do, then you probably do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anything you want to ask me about? I mean, really.
Yeah, for sure. So how is, you've been podcasting, I think you're one of the longest concussion brain injury related podcasts. So how has that been? Like, do you find it really, it changed over the years?
It's definitely changed. There's been like a lot of people doing it, which is great because you get to talk to people like you who are just starting out or have been doing it for a while and find different people and had different experiences. I started running my blog in 2010, as you did. I started the blog and I wrote that for 5 years, and then I thought 2015, I thought I'd start a podcast, and then so in that for, it'd be 6 years this, like June 30th, I think it is. Anyway, so a few months would be June, it'd be 6 years. And I've done 80, this is my 84th podcast. And well, of the Concussion Dog podcast, and there's also been like physics-based concussion, Thrive Nerve Support, UFT, McGill, and I did 66 ones of just about my bike trip across Canada, in which we stopped in your hometown for a night or two, and so it's definitely changed over the, that's the main thing I noticed. I've talked like, I was never really sure like, I want to talk to these people. I know I want to talk to, I wrote in my my brief description to give on YouTube or not YouTube, but YouTube, yes, but also on like your normal podcast page, like what's your podcast about? It's like, well, it's about interviewing, I say, like doctors, researchers, therapists, athletes, but I mean, I just want to pick a broad range of people. I mean, just and survive and people like survivors and mm-hmm. and everything. So I say that, and that's what I end up doing. I do deep reach out to, but that's also very very vague description of my of who are people you can interview. You know, so I it's deliberately vague, and I start off just people I know, people who are like. My first interview was with my friend from university, who's actually a concussion doctor in Ottawa, and he's okay. Actually Christian Dr. Goulet, Christian Goulet. He works at CHEO, or he used to, and then I hadn't talked to him a while, but also in my like third or fourth episode, I interviewed Ryan Van Asten, who was the trainer, the head of conditioning and fitness and conditioning for the Calgary Flames. I thought they were like, and they are, that's, you know, big names. And then it was just people I just get, like friends or who had interesting jobs I thought we had talked to, but there's no, and then I first listened to talk to a few survivors and then physiotherapists. And so it just, I can't really tell you what type of best to talk to, because it's just a whole swath of people. It just depends on the person if they want to. All my guests have been great, willing to share, and obviously that's why you have them. They're not willing to share, don't come on the podcast. But I'm doing a podcast in mid-April with a computational neuroscientist.
And oh, wow.
Exactly. So I saw that. On Twitter, I saw it. I was like, that's a cool title. she's on with first at Kimball Institute in Toronto with UHN. So I thought, well, at least that's the some she knows stuff about concussion, about brain, obviously, because neuroscientist, but like, knows stuff about the how to concuss brain injury and stuff. So there's people I interview that I just want to know just about things, and there's no specific reason why I want to talk to. Necessarily want to talk to everyone, just I want to talk to people who are interesting, who I think have a good story, and you certainly had a good story about your and you're doing your podcast yourself, and that's gonna be it. That I mean it can get frustrating. It ends up in the like, oh, no one's listening, or no one's or it's taking too much time, and all of a sudden you'd be like, would just leave me alone. I just wanted to be. You get emails all the time. Like, just 1 second. Just give me a space, or I'll get back in a second. And I get busy all of a sudden, and it's good, because like you said, you can just talk to different. I'm talking a lot, and this is your podcast. You just talk, like you said, you don't feel like alone at all. I mean, I've been busy at this. Past year, just talking to people, and I've met more people that I knew them about, most a lot of them before, but I've met a lot of people via Zoom calls and mm-hmm. Skype calls, and just talking about and Instagram and stuff and Twitter and social media. So, man, I really talked a lot there. But yeah, the answer to your question is just good. I like podcasting.
Yeah, for sure. It's really fun. And I like, like you get, like you said, you get a bit of a different story from everyone, no matter how many people you talk to. Everybody's perspective on it is so different, especially with the way concussions are. Like our knowledge of it is changing. Like 5-6 years ago is totally different than it is right now.
Exactly.
So it definitely changes over time.
Yeah, I mean, even going through people who are like, you want to interview so-and-so because they're a doctor, a researcher, they're really cool, and interview them, then they'll say, well, you know, my aunt had a brain injury, or my mother had a stroke or something like that. Like, oh, okay, wow, so there's actually more to the story than you actually know, and then, and they don't think they should, like, they think it's just normal and it is just nice. Unfortunately, it is just normal part of life, but it's just amazing how many people have their brain injuries present that you don't really hear about or know about or are front and center of your of everyone's thought. So I find that I'm not saying encouraging, because it's not encouraging, because it's too bad that happened to you, but it makes it for a more interesting, more personal talk, and then
And the talks do get really personal, I know.
Yeah.
Even sometimes I'm like listening to people's stories and I want to cry because I'm an emotional person.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a part of it as well.
Yeah. So people want to listen to your podcast or find you. Are you on obviously online, but on social media?
I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Post Concussion Inc. is what everything's under.
At Post Concussion Inc.
Yeah.
And they can find you for your podcast where?
Every single streaming service there is, and then also directly on the website. So Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all of those. I'm on all of them. You can find it just by searching Post Concussion Podcast. The logo's bright blue, so it's pretty easy to find.
Yeah, great. Well, no, thank you so much for coming on, and your story is a remarkable one, and it's unfortunate to hear about it. 10 plus concussions, but it's a remarkable story, and I was gonna say something else. It was gonna be all smooth, nice smooth ending, but no, I forgot my train of thought. I lost my train of thought there briefly. I'm getting hungry, but.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
Yes, well, thank you so much for coming on. The music at the beginning of this podcast is by Ben Sound, www.bensound.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.